Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I'm having a surprise party for Jeff for his birthday. So I'm going to have it on the 20th, which is 3 days before his birthday. He'll never know, but I need you to help with the ruse.
First of all, it's a terrible idea. Number one, people hate surprise parties.
No. You, maybe.
No,
everybody I know loves a surprise party.
Oh, that's fun?
Yes.
That's fun.
Nobody's doing
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Yo, Sean. I mean, David.
Right. Norm called me Sean. Once last week. Good times, though. Good times today, thanks to George and George's cheese. And a reminder, tomorrow, 2:15, rent-free. So rentfree1310 at gmail.com.
I would like to pre-say this.
Okay.
I have a rent-free that I'll be sending you.
Okay.
Good.
We'll see if we use it.
Take a little bit of explanation, but you'll get it.
Okay. Can't wait for that. So Corby invades rent-free tomorrow at 2:15. And at 2:59, Ham Mule.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Death by Empanada, Monto.
I'd have a big old smile on my face. Thank you, Ham.
You know, Jub, deep-throating a piece of pizza is my rent-free right now.
The cheese fish hook he had.
Are you joking?
We're trying to find surveillance video of that night.
Would you just sit there and watch him, Dave? Get in the corner.
Take the whole piece.
He never mentioned he was downing half the pie at once.
He's got folded.
He just folds, half the pizza. We're happy they're back. They're the hard line. Bob Corby, Dave.
The dangers weren't out there before cheese.
Dave.
Right, yeah, you have to worry about it. They are in studio, partying, having a good time. And today is Tuesday, July 21st, the 202nd day of 2026. 163 days are left in the year. It is National Junk Food Day, Ham. So splurge.
Let your hair down.
How did you honor the day?
Have an extra bag of gummy worms.
Maybe today he has like a head of lettuce.
But that's not junk food. That's candy.
Also,
what's the difference? Yeah, what's considered junk food?
I don't know. I feel like...
Are Tendies junk food?
It'll touch my body.
I feel like Twinkies are. But there's a line between like Twinkies and cookies.
Junk food is only baked goods?
High fatty foods.
Maybe.
It's all fast food.
I got to remember this the next time my doctor's calculating my BMI.
Processed food.
What about chips?
Yeah. That's junk food.
You're eating junk.
When's your next BMI measurement, Monty?
Or your next BMI?
Anybody remember the old song, Junk Food?
What time is it?
Junk food what?
Junkie.
No.
So today, calories don't count, so eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's National Junk Food Day.
Junk food junkie. Okay.
We have an update on the suicide situation.
What?
Jeez, dude.
Okay.
Well, yesterday we were discussing the suicide beverage for the young lads with soda. Was that not this segment? Was that the next segment?
No.
I was going to say, we didn't talk about that.
It was Helpline, wasn't it?
Are you familiar with suicides on that front, Monty?
Mix it all up.
What would your go-to be? We would put a lot of dew in there?
It would normally be...
Would you do the dew?
It's more fiber.
I would normally leave it to the concession stand artist. Like if I went to get it at a baseball game or something.
Oh, you'd order one like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like after Little League games, ask for a soda and be like, oh, suicide. And they would just go right down the road.
And they would,
everything.
We would trust their
I've only done that myself. I've never let anyone else do that.
Oh. As a kid, I knew what that suicide was before what the actual suicide was.
Right. It was a simpler time.
Yeah.
One was good.
Well,
the good kind.
The update from Randolph, because we were asking what the new woke name for it is, because there's no way you can call it a suicide these days, right?
Hurricane?
He said...
Unalived?
He said graveyard is what you call it.
I've heard Hurricane. Pretty good band.
We're going to go with Palacio.
When's your next BMI, Monty? I said BMI.
What a schedule. Turnaround.
I got Bob in a PA system at my house just asking me.
When's your next BMI, Monty?
I hopefully soon. I'm trying.
No pressure.
Have more coffee.
But sometimes make it yourself. And yeah, I'd put a little dew in there for some color.
What's up?
Brown?
Yesterday I defended Blood Meridian.
Yeah?
I haven't read the book.
Oh.
Why are you calling your own foul?
I mean, I appreciate your apology, but...
Well, we had all forgotten about it.
Now I want to fight you harder.
But now I'm going to read the book and prove you wrong.
Please do. I want to hear your honest review of Blood Meridian, and think of me when you get to the baby tree.
Okay.
It is also Take a Monkey to Lunch Day.
Chug.
Which apparently is just a day to identify that monkeys exist in the world.
What about Dunch?
Mm-mm. Just lunch.
The monkeys know the Heimlich move.
Oh, yeah, in case you you choke on a piece of pizza. On this date in the year 1861, we had the first Battle of Bull Run, the first major battle of the Civil War. Confederate victory.
Mm. They took game one.
Yeah. But it was on their home turf. Got to get a road win before we get a series.
Mm-hmm.
This was in Virginia.
First team to lose at home.
On this date in 1925, John T. Scopes found guilty of teaching evolution in the Scopes monkey trial in Dayton, Tennessee.
Speaking of monkeys.
Fined $100. Which was like $2.5 million back then.
Seriously.
Right. I mean... Hey, he had to mortgage his house.
Yeah, he had to go to debtor's prison.
I wonder if Mr. Scopes had taken a monkey out to lunch, and that's why he decided to teach it.
He ran his curriculum by him. On this date in the year 1975, Billy Martin fired as the manager of the Rangers. And in 1987, Guns N' Roses' debut album, Appetite for Destruction, is released.
Pretty good album, Lando. Mm-hmm.
What a game changer.
It really was.
Let's ride the light.
Incredibly influential.
Mm. Is that when Slash had to lock into a look for the next 50 years?
Yeah.
Dang,
still got it going. I got a hat.
I wish I could have picked a different one.
Yeah. Heroin.
What year was that?
87. Almost 40 years.
That one was Glenn Burton.
Man, I can't tell you,
thank you,
how it rocked my world when Tony Mandrich got the Appetite for Destruction album cover tattooed on his arm. It's like, we got to draft him.
The two best things in my life.
We got to draft that bust. You know what? I think he's hooked on steroids, too.
Don't worry about it. He loves Appetite for Destruction.
Right.
Because he used to do a little bit of...
You know, Corby, I don't like the disdain in your voice when you mention Guns N' Roses. And
Now we're treated to Welcome to the Jungle at every sporting event ever.
That's
right.
That's not their fault. They make the art. You do what you will with it.
Is Mickey Spagnuolo can't hear anything?
Come to me. I can't hear a thing.
By the way, Bob, that would be like LeBron getting Good Kid, Mad City tattooed on him.
All about to come to me.
He'd probably rather put Drake on there.
What do they want?
Don't ruin it. And in 2023, this was the first day of Barbenheimer, as Barbie and Oppenheimer released on the same day.
What a time. I went back-to-back 4 times.
We can use that.
Oh my God, and they're films. War. Oh my God, Barbie.
They are films. P1 birthday, Montalicious. Happy 30th birthday to my beautiful girlfriend, Kiana. She is 14 years younger than me.
Oh, God, dude. God.
I'm glad you added younger than me.
Yeah, you finished the sentence.
Does anybody refer to their 14-year-old girlfriend as beautiful? What if they're 14?
She's 14
years
young.
She's so beautiful,
young.
Man.
Oh, God, baby. I woke her up in that special way, but she's lost my dentures in the process.
Huh.
Oh, my.
Leaders are monkeys.
When she's 14, waking her up in that special way means giving her Flintstone vitamins.
Hey, monkey,
you're right.
Leaders are Monkey D. Luffy, the medieval bully, and the poop nugget that tumbled down Davy's leg. Drop request any fart of Ham's choice, sincerely, from Cameron. Or maybe it's Cameroon.
Yeah, it's probably Cameroon.
Oh, here it is, down Davey's leg again, like that mint in Robbie Williams' nose. Nah, Brandi Chastain.
It's more like the boulder at the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Just building as it goes down your leg like a snowball. Brandi Chastain, 58.
The great Brandi Chastain. Hope she's happy somewhere. Probably still hot.
Still hadn't put her shirt back on.
Yeah.
David Carr, 47. CeCe Sabathia, 46.
Brother.
Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. Brewer.
Yeah. Pretty skinny now, too. Yeah.
He's a brutal brother.
Turning 38 today, the man that mobilized like 10 different ticket people when he got signed, DeAndre Jordan.
Gosh.
We were sitting
on
up here.
On the 4th of July.
You guys, we got to get up here, man.
You guys called me on the beach. Like I was like, hell yeah.
They got a 12-10 center. We got to do it.
Brandi Chastain.
Yeah, I'm looking at some photos now.
Foxy, still.
Not bad.
Speaking of Foxy, I've got a birthday.
Oh, Dave.
Today is the birthday of the ticket's own, Sam Gannon.
Whoa.
Nice. Sammy G.
What's Deucey going to do for her?
not show up to work again?
Build her a cake?
Happy birthday, Sam. Well,
Spain.
Sam Spain won the World Cup. Mm-hmm. She's basically Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Sam Spain from ESPN?
No, not her.
Sarah Spain.
Sam's.
She laid off today?
Whoa. Spain.
Sam.
Yeah, happy birthday. Ty Dellandrea, 26.
Sam.
Oh, you just wait. He'll lead us.
I'm holding out.
Hockey?
Turning 26 today. Current Cowboy Erling Haaland. He's got the hat.
Yeah. Future FC Dallas.
Did you see his birthday photo?
SpongeBob SquarePants lips.
He was on the back of a boat wearing a Viking helmet.
He's awesome.
He's got bits.
I saw him, hitting golf balls off a yacht the other day. He's living the life.
It's hard to hate Man City quite as much because they have him.
Still hate
him.
You'll figure out a way, I bet.
We'll work through it, though.
Yeah.
Corby Dunn, your wife, is she going to jump on Man City because of him? And
well, she's always loved Kevin De Bruyne, and so now she feels like she can just sashay on in.
Hmm. She's met Mino, too.
Oh, right? Yeah,
Mino,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Can I just say, becoming a Man City fan after Pep leaves, that feels like my tennis problem in reverse, Corby.
That we missed the 6 out of 8 titles.
That's like buying at the top.
That's like buying when the show's over. Like you buy a ticket as the final credits roll.
Buying a Bitcoin at $100,000. Cat Stevens is 78.
Great
news. Mm-hmm.
Yusuf Islam. Mm-hmm.
George Wallace, 74.
Father and son will make you weep if you're in the right mood.
Mm-hmm. John Lovitz, 69.
Genius. Key for the tiller man.
Indeed. Real macho man. Michael Fitzpatrick of Fitz and the Tantrums is 56 today.
Is he the Tantrums?
And gorgeous.
I think I saw them, but I don't remember.
They were at a
Too
festival.
High.
At some
had
point.
To have been.
Josh Hartnett, 48.
The Bear.
Don't say that too fast.
Oh, yeah, he was in The Bear.
In Oppenheimer.
That's right.
Josh Hartnett.
Who was he in The Bear? Was he
in Pearl Harbor?
He was the...
he was BJ.
The new husband of...
The dessert chef.
Of Cousin's ex-wife.
Yeah, okay.
The best movie I've seen.
When they were all under that table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damian Marley, 48. Justin Bartha, 48. The straight man in The Hangover. Juno Temple, 37.
Oh, Bob.
From Ted Lasso in season 5 of Fargo.
Yep.
Why wasn't she in Juno? That would have made too much sense.
She wasn't
she
woke enough.
Like 7.
Make her a man.
We watched Juno over the break.
Okay.
Yeah?
It's awesome. It's so funny.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Your little woke break.
and Rory Culkin. Yeah, 37.
All these woke movies.
We watched it on a tree that we all hugged.
Turning 61 today, a man who has been in 160 films. It's B.J. Slater. He was in Wham Bam Thank You Man. Oh. By Curious George. Pickle Lickers. How the She-Male Stole Christmas.
Huh.
And Tranny Get Your Gun.
You should have seen those two going over all the titles.
He's got a niche.
I was curious what you were going to whittle it down to.
And Free Your Bye Willy.
Free Your Willy.
Also, That D's Got T's.
Huh.
Wish I could say that whole one, but anyway, Born to Stay Now Dead.
Five.
We have Don Knotts.
Oh, God, the great Don Knotts.
Early Bond.
The Top star five? Of Gus. Yes.
Mr. Limpet. Four.
Mr. Limpet, indeed.
Ernest Hemingway.
Genius.
Edward Humber. Herman. And a Robin Williams, Coco. Oh.
Three.
Down the Stay Still Dead, Alan Shepard.
Three.
Astronaut.
Two.
The first American in space. And that is why today doesn't suck.
Bye, Justin!
Shut it down! Let's go home!
When's your next BM, Monty?
I'm casting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.